Okay, today we're going to learn Sukkah Daf Mem Gimel Amar Aleph. We left off on Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis. We have just started the fourth perek of Maseches Sukkah, and we read the Mishnah last time. And the Mishnah went through how many days of Yontif we do each of the special mitzvahs of Yom Tov for, depending on when Shabbos falls out in the course of the Yontif. So the Gemara is going to discuss what Isser is exactly violated when one does the mitzvah of Lulav, meaning we kept on making this assumption that we're not going to take Lulav on Shabbos. So there must be some problem, some Shabbos-related problem with taking Lulav. So says the Gemara, Amai. Why would taking lulav on any other day besides for the first day of Yontif not be doche Shabbos? Midaraisa, the mitzvah of lulav is supposed to be noeg in the Mikdash for all 7 days, and tiltul bi'amahu, the worst you could say it is a violation of mukta. It's not an isra daraisa on any level. V'lidchi Shabbos, and therefore it should be doche Shabbos. So answers the Gemara, Amar Rabba. Rabba explains, you're right. Netilas lulav on Shabbos is not an isra per se, because not everyone knows the dinim of lulav. The chacham had to ask for taking on Shabbos because gzeir shami lanu biyado v'yelech etzel baki lilmud. We're afraid that someone who doesn't know the dinim of lulav is going to take his lulav and he's going to carry it to a chacham, to a baki, to someone who knows the halachos, so that he can learn the halachos. And by doing that, we have Rabbi Abraham's precious rabbim. He's going to be in violation of the melacha d'oraisa of hutzaah. He's going to carry it for in Rosh Hashanah, behind the time of the shofar, and that's the exact same reason why we don't blow shofar on Shabbos. Behind the time of the Megillah, and it's the exact same reason that we don't lay Megillah on Shabbos. So, frankly, Gemara ihachi. Well, for you make such a gzeira that you shouldn't even do a mitzvah d'oraisa like shofar on Shabbos, because we're concerned that you can come to carry it dalet amos and rishus rabim, so then yom rishon nami, and even when the first day falls on Shabbos, we should also say that you don't take lulav on Shabbos, right? Because even in the first day, if it falls on Shabbos, we should be concerned you're going to carry it. You're going to carry it dalet amos in rishus rabim. So why is it that we say that ataka is docha Shabbos? So the Gemara answer is rishon hatakinale rabbanim beveso. No, when the first day falls on Shabbos, there's no need for a gzera, because the Rabbanim made a takana that you should take lulav in your house, like the Mishnah says. So since you're only allowed to take it in your house, you'll remember not to carry it out in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So says Gemara, ha teinach achar takana. That makes a lot of sense after the Chum made this takana that you only take lulav in your house. Kodem takana ma'ikel meimar. But what about before they made that takana? Why weren't the choshesh that you'll be mavir dalet amos precious rabbim? Ella, says the Gemara, the real reason to distinguish between the days that netilas lulav are not docha Shabbos and the days that and the first day which netilas lulav is docha Shabbos is that rishon. The first day is a more severe chiyuv, it's a more serious chiyuv, because we find that the first day is a chiyuv d'oraisa. No matter where on planet Earth you live, it's always a din d'oraisa, and therefore the Rabbanan didn't want to withhold that mitzvah because of a chashash of gzeira that you might carry it dalet amos. But all the rest of the days of Yantif, where the mitzvah d'oraisa is only b'mikdah, outside of the Mikdash, there's no mitzvah d'oraisa, it's only a mitzvah midrabanan, gazubuhu rabbanan. Rabbanan made a gezeira not to take lulav even in the Beis HaMikdash where it's d'oraisa because of the concern of Shemi Avirenu. Ihachi, so frankly, Gemara, if that's true that the Chum were not gozer until lulav on the first day because it's a mitzvah d'oraisa everywhere, he'idnanami. So nowadays also we should take lulav on the first day that's chal on Shabbos. Why is it that nowadays we don't take lulav when the first day is chal on Shabbos? Answers the Gemara, Anan lo yadinan b'kibu adiyarcha. We are not experts to know when exactly Rosh Chodesh is, and that's why we keep 2 days of Yantif. Inu diadi b'kibu adiyarcha lidchu. But those b'nei Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara asks, so those b'nei Eretz Yisrael who live in Eretz Yisrael and only keep 1 day of Yantif because they know exactly when Rosh Chodesh is, so for them they should take lulav on Shabbos? Says Gemara, Erechinami. Yeah, in Eretz Yisrael they takadu. Lulav is docha. Shabbos, even on is docha Shabbos and Yom Tov Rishon, and the raya to that is that we have a stira mishnayis, the Tanacha, that we have one mishnah, our mishnah Mem Beis, it says Biyom Tov Rishon Shel Chag Shchalis B'Shabbes Kol Ha'am Lichnasu Levein Laharabayis Utsnan Idach. And then we had a Mishnah Mem Aleph Mem Beis that if the Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag falls on a Shabbos, everyone will bring their lulav lebeis haKnesses, not laHarabayis, but to Shul. Why over here does it say Harabayis and over there it says Beis haKnesses? Shema Mina Kan Bezman Shbeis Hamikdash Kayim Kan Bezman Shein Beis Hamikdash Kayim Shema Mina. So you see when we say, when they brought it to Harabayis, that was when the Beis Hamikdash was around. When they bring it to the Beis haKnesses, that's when the Beis Hamikdash is not around. So you see that in Eretz Yisrael, in any event, they were taking lulav on Shabbos. Even nowadays, they were taking lulav on Shabbos because they're bekiyim bekaviyah diarcha. But in Galus, where we're not bekiyim bekaviyah diarcha, we don't know the month so well, so then we don't take lulav on Shabbos ever, even when the first day falls on Shabbos. So the Gemara is going to now explain the source of the chiyuv of netilas lulav outside of the Mikdash min haTorah on the first day. Diisei min haTorah b'gvulah min alan. Where do we find that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of taking lulav outside of the Mikdash? Titania. So we have a brisa that explains, you know, when the pasuk says, and it tells you to take the dalin minim, and it says, you should be smachtem l'fnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yamim, ulekachtem teaches us, shetei l'kicha b'yad kolechad ve'echad, that everyone needs their own lulav, everyone needs to take lulav themselves. You can't just have a shliach do netilas lulav for everybody, on behalf of everybody. It doesn't work like that. Lachem, misha lachem. From lachem we learn that you have to be the owner of your lulav, lotzias hashol v'sagozl, meaning it can't be a borrowed lulav and it cannot be a stolen lulav. B'yom v'afil b'shabbos. B'yom tells us you even take lulav on Shabbos. Rishon, afil b'gvulin. Rishon, when it says b'yom ha-rishon, it teaches us that not only in the Mikdash, even outside of the Mikdash, on the first day, you take lulav. Harishon melamit sheinu dochel yom tov rishon b'lvad. From harishon, the extra hey in the word harishon, we teach that netilas lulav is docha Shabbos only on the first day, not on any of the other days. So the Gemara discusses why we need a drasha to teach us that you take lulav on Shabbos. Amar mar b'yom v'afilu b'Shabbos adin da'oraisa, that we learn from an extra word in the pasuk that you even take lulav, that lulav is docha Shabbos when the first day of Sukkot falls on Shabbos. L'michti tiltul b'yamahu. What exactly is the violation of taking lulav? What sort of iser Shabbos is entailed in taking lulav? It's only muktzah. It's tiltul. It's the kral l'mishri tiltul. We need a pasuk to tell me not to do tiltul muktzah. Tiltul muktzah is only drabanan. A pasuk wouldn't be there to tell me not to do tiltul muktzah. So amarav lo nitzrucha ela machshiri lulav. The drasha that allows netilas lulav on Shabbos is not coming to be matir doing the mitzvah. It's coming to be matir doing the preparatory work for the mitzvah, like cutting the lulav off of the dekel tree. That's a real malacha. So to allow doing that on Shabbos, v'aliba d'hai tana, and we're assuming like the following tana, d'tanya lulav v'kol machshirav dochnas haShabbos. Divrei Reb Lazar. Reb Lazar holds that lulav and all the machshirei lulav are docha Shabbos. The Chachamim disagree with him and hold that only the actual mitzvah's lulav is docha Shabbos and not the machshirim. My time is Reb Lazar. Why does Reb Lazar think you're allowed to do malachos that are normally usher to do on Shabbos for the sake of preparing your lulav? Amakra b'yom afilu b'Shabbos. He holds it's a pasuk. Pasuk tells us that b'yom afilu b'Shabbos, to tell me that you're allowed to do the mitzvah itself is not a chiddush. Of course, you're allowed to do the mitzvah itself. It's only a violation of muktzah. So it must be that it's telling me you're allowed to do the machshirei mitzvah. V'rabbanan, and the rabbanan hold that you're not allowed to do the machshirei mitzvah on Shabbos. Hay b'yom my avdilei. What do they do with the word b'yom? Mibayle b'yom v'la b'layla. They darshan that you take lulav in day and not at night time. Rabbi Lazar, b'yom v'la b'layla minale. So where does Rabbi Lazar learn the din that there's no mitzvah of netilas lulav at night? Nafka, let me say for the cry. He learns it from the end of the pasuk where it says, "Usmachtem l'fnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yamim, yamim v'lo leilos." It says for 7 days, and we darshan days and at night. Okay, v'rabbanan, why can't Rabbanan learn it from there? Ime hasam, if they would have learned it from shivas yamim, hava amina leilif yamim yamim misuka. I might say that the yamim that it talks about taking lulav is similar to the shivas yamim that we have a requirement to sit in sukkah. Malahalan yamim vafilu leilos. Afkanami yamim vafilu leilos. Just like by sukkah, we stay in sukkah, we live in that sukkah for day and night. So too, lulav also maybe should be both day and at night. So that's why they can't learn from Yamim. From that Yamim, they would have thought to teach the opposite. So the Chum disagree with Rabbi Lazar and use the Bayom to be Mema'it Leilos, and therefore they don't darshan the Gezerah Shava of Bayom from Yamim. So now, V'sukkah Gufa Minalan. How do I know that Sukkah applies both day and night? Meaning that whole previous conversation assumed that Sukkah is a mitzvah that we do both at day and at night. How do we know that? So it says Mar Detan Rabbanan, Basukos Teshu Shivas Yamim, Yamim Va'afilu Leilos. Yamim teaches us that not just daytime, but even night. Well, how does Yamim teach you that? Ato Omer Yam Va'afilu Leilos, En El Yam V'lo Leilos. You know, when you say days, it can mean two things. Sometimes it means day as opposed to night, and sometimes it means entire calendar day, including day and night. How do you know what it means by Sukkah? V'dinu, when there's a svara to say that Sukkah should really be only during the daytime, because Nemar Kam Yamim, V'Nemar B'Lulav Yamim. It uses that same word Yamim by Lulav, Ma'la'alan Yam V'lo Leilos, Avkan Yam V'lo Leilos. So just like by Lulav, it means day and not night. Maybe by Sukkah it also means day and not night. Oh, Kalech L'Darach Zu. Or maybe you should say in the other direction. Nemar Kam Yamim, V'Nemar B'Miluim Yamim. It says by the Miluim also, the term Yamim, Ma'la'alan Yam V'afilu Leilos. Just like by the Miluim, it implies nighttime as well, that Aaron and his children were told to live by the Pesach Chol Moed for the Shivas Yimei Miluim and not to leave even at night, because it says Teshu Yomam V'Laila in the Pasuk. We know it means nighttime as well over there. So Afkan Yam V'Afil Leilos, maybe over here by Sukkah also it means both day and night. So we're really stuck with the suffix. How do we explain the word Yamim that it says by Sukkah? Should we learn from Lulav, which only applies at day and not night, or should we learn from Miluim, which applies both day and night? So says the Gemara, the Brisa rather, continues, Nir Lemidome. Well, let's see, what is Sukkah more similar to? Is it more similar to Lulav, or more similar to Miluim? So Sukkah is similar to Miluim because they both last the entire day. Done in Davar Shemitzvaso Kalayom, Mi Davar Shemitzvaso Kalayom. Sukkah, which is all day long, should be derived from Miluim, which is also all day long. You're not supposed to leave the Ohel Moed Kol Hayom for Aaron Ubanov. Va'al yuchiach dover shemitzvasu sha'achas, as opposed to lulav, you pick it up once and you're done. Or maybe you could argue the other way. Maybe we should compare the two mitzvos that apply forever, for all generations, Sukkah and Lulav. And Miluim shouldn't be compared to Sukkah, because Miluim is not Noheg Ladoros. It's only Noheg. It was only Noheg in the times of Aaron Ubanov. So Tamalomar, that's why the Pasuk says, Teshvu, Teshvu, L'gzeira Shava. The word Teshvu, it says twice. Nemar Kan, it says by Sukkah, Teshvu, V'nemar B'miluim, Teshvu. And it says by the Miluim also, Teshvu, Malahalan, Yamim, V'afilu Leilos, Avkan, Yamim, V'afilu Leilos. So just like by Miluim, it's day and night. So over here also, it's both day and night. We haven't done main points over here, so let's do some main points. And Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Let's do three main points. Number one is that until we lost the Kivur Diarcha, they would take lulav when the first day falls on Shabbos, even after the Churban, but not for the rest of the days, because not for the rest of the days when the rest of the days fell on Shabbos, because Yom Rishon is special since it's Doraisi even begvulin. Main point number two, according to Rabbi Lazar, we need a pasuk to tell me that lulav is docha Shabbos, to teach me that machshirei lulav are docha Shabbos. But the mitzvah itself is not a melach d'oraisa, so you wouldn't need any pasuk for that. And main point number three, Sukkah is more similar to miluim than it is to lulav, and that's why Sukkah applies both day and night like miluim, and not like lulav, which is only during the daytime and not during the nighttime. Okay, so Be'ezras Hashem, we will pick up next time on the top of Mem Gimel Amud Aleph at the two dots.